from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Severe storms barreling across the South from Florida to Texas, leaving hundreds of thousands without power and widespread damage. ABC's Faith Abube in Tallahassee.
The storms barreling east from Texas, where straight-line winds gusted to hurricane strength outside Austin. The system dropping hailstones bigger than softballs. The storms, part of an epic weeks-long outbreak of severe weather. The Storm Prediction Center confirming there's been at least one reported or confirmed tornado every day for the past 16 days.
A woman in Tallahassee was killed when a tree fell on her home. With a future shipment of U.S. arms in question, a Biden administration report finds that Israel may have violated international humanitarian law in Gaza in using American-supplied weapons.
The State Department report saying it is reasonable to assess that some U.S. weapons have been used in instances inconsistent with Israel's obligation under international law. Adding that the high levels of civilian casualties caused by those weapons raises substantial questions as to whether the IDF is using them effectively in all cases. Those international laws require foreign governments to take steps to protect civilians and allow humanitarian aid into war zones.
ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz. A new supply of military aid, $400 billion worth, will soon be on its way to Ukraine. It was approved by President Biden today as Russian forces push into Kharkiv. Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, is expected to testify next week in the former president's hush money trial. Stocks closed mostly higher today. You're listening to ABC News. Target's responding to backlash after removing some of its Pride Month merchandise from stores.
For the past decade, retailers like Walmart and H&M have been expanding their displays of clothing and other items aimed at the LGBTQ plus community. When Pride Month begins in June, however, you won't see any of that merchandise in some Target stores, mainly in the South, where customers confronted workers and tipped over displays at certain locations. Target says that merchandise will still be available online.
ABC's Sherry Preston. A new round of funding from U.S. officials will help track and contain the ongoing outbreak of bird flu.
About half of the nearly $200 million more is to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the virus. Farmers will also be compensated for loss of production. Bird flu has been detected in more than 40 herds of dairy cows in 9 states. There's been one confirmed case in a Texas dairy worker exposed to infected cows who got a mild eye infection and recovered. Pasteurization kills the virus, says the FDA. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Donald Trump's son Barron will not serve as Florida's GOP delegate-at-large this election due to prior commitments. That's according to former First Lady Melania Trump's office. The Social Security Administration's released its top list of baby names for 2023. And once again, no change at the top. Liam and Olivia were the favorites. Daria,
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.